Well, one of the two vaccines which have presently been rolled out in India for the last couple of months, Covishield, will now be sold at 400 rupees a dose to states and 600 rupees to private hospitals, is what the Serum Institute of India today said, days ahead of a new round of vaccinations from the 1st of May that will include all above the age of 18. The centre will continue to receive Covishield doses at 150 rupees each, which means it will be cheapest to get a vaccine shot from central government hospitals or establishments. Serum has said that its vaccines will still be more affordable than foreign jabs, which cost anywhere from 750 to 1500 rupees a dose. I spoke to Adar Poonawalla a little while earlier on, the CEO of Serum, and I asked him, how soon will you be in a position to ramp up supplies to meet the enhanced requirement for vaccines?
We are ramping up immediately, and the big ramp up will happen post-July, but even between now and July, we are going to ramp up 15 to 20% in our monthly capacities. Starting by the end of May, this product will be visible in the market, 15 to 20% more. And then after July, it'll be beyond 40% of our existing capacities. So we'll cross after July 100 million doses per month.
How many doses will you now be producing for states and the center? And how many doses of Covishield do you plan to ultimately sell in the private market?
We will try to split it evenly as much as possible between states and private supply.
Now, you tweeted earlier on that the U.S. administration needs to do something to enable the export of raw materials to the Serum Institute. How essential is that, and has there been any progress in terms of what the U.S. plans to do? There have been some reactions. Where will you source this material from if it's not from America?
The U.S. government has, through media, responded. We've seen reports of them saying they acknowledge and understand the issue. They're looking into it, but no opening up as of yet for the raw materials that they very well know exactly that are required.
And will the inability to import these crucial raw materials affect the rollout of vaccines in India? Will it affect Covishield?
No, this will not affect our price because we can find alternate suppliers to the U.S., but that's just taking more time. And that will affect the stockpiling of Covavax, not Covishield, luckily.
Has the center agreed to fund 3,000 crores towards ramping up Serum's Covishield manufacturing facilities? And when will the first tranche of these funds arrive?
The 3,000 crore amount we keep seeing in the media has been sanctioned, and we believe it will come to us very soon. We have not waited but borrowed from the banks to get on with the ramp up, with the assumption that this funding from the government will reach us very soon this week.
Once you do ramp up production, at what rate will you be producing Covishield? And in the interim period, what is the rate that you are providing Covishield at?
As I've said, it's a fixed rate of Covishield to the central government of 150 rupees. And then to the state governments, it's higher. And to the private hospitals, it's even higher.
Now, India at this stage isn't exporting Covishield. The government has banned the exports. And yet you've had lots of commitments. There's been criticism. Is there any clarity on your export commitments of vaccines going forward?
No clarity on exports, and we also right now feel that we should not look at exports for 2 months during these cases, and maybe, you know, from the month of June, July, we can start looking at small exports starting again. But right now, again, we must, I repeat, we want to prioritize the needs of the nation first.
What about the other vaccines you're working on? When will they be available and at what price?
Too early to talk about and think about the prices of the next products. Covovax is at least 3 months away from launch, so we can talk about that closer to the time. And the one after that is at the end of the year, so we'll see when that is closer to launch. You see, we were going to launch these earlier, but we felt Covishield being a licensed product, proven product, safe product, let's maximize our efforts in manufacturing right now for the next 3-4 months on Covishield, and then we'll look at the others after that.